This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. India launched Operation Brahma to provide the assistance to Myanmar. The earthquake hit the neighboring country, briefing media in the New Delhi yesterday. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed that the first aircraft carrying 15 tons of relief material has reached Yangon.
Early hours of today, we launched Operation Brahma. The first aircraft carrying 15 tons of relief material took off at around 3 a.m. this morning from Hindon Air Force Base. It reached Yangon at around 8 a.m. India time. Our ambassador was there to receive the relief material, and thereafter he handed it over to the Chief Minister of Yangon. These 15 tons of material comprise tents, blankets, essential medicines, tarpaulin, sleeping bags, genset, solar lamps, food packets, kitchen sets, etc., also essential medicines.
The first C-130 sent to the Napi Tau has reached last evening. The NDRF team was received by the Indian ambassador. The External Affairs Ministry said that India is the first to bring the rescue personnel in the capital. The airport is not fully functional after the earthquake. The NDRF team will proceed to Mandalay this morning, addressing the media on a special briefing. DIG NDRF Mohsin Shehdi said that the next 24 to 48 hours will be very crucial. He said that he looks forward to a very attentive and an active involvement on the ground. Comrade Raghu Nair, Indian Navy, has said that four ships prepared for the humanitarian assistance and the disaster relief operations, two ships INS Savitri and INS Satputra, have sailed and will reach Yangon on Monday morning. Meanwhile, the death toll in Myanmar has crossed 1,600 following a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake, and the country's military-led government has stated in a statement that 106,044 people have now been found dead, while the number of injured have risen to 3,408, with 139 still missing. Most of the fatalities are in Myanmar's Mandalay city, which is closest to the earthquake's epicenter. In Thailand's capital, Bangkok, which was also hit by the earthquake, 10 people have been found dead and 101 are still missing. The President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the people on the eve of Chaitra Suklandi, Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Navre and Sajibu Chayarabha. In a message, the President said that these festivals, celebrated on the onset of the spring seasons, symbolize the beginning of the Indian New Year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Nagpur today on the auspicious occasion of Gudi Padwa and start of the Marathi New Year, and the Prime Minister will be paying a floral tribute to the memories of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh founding fathers, Dr. Keshav Hejwar and Golwakar Guruji. This will be the first visit of any sitting Prime Minister to Sangh headquarters in Rishambagh area of Nagpur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will pay homage to the central memorial of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar in Deshbhumi Stupa, where Dr. Ambedkar embraced Buddhism along with the thousands of his followers in October 1956. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of Madhav Netralay Premium Centre and address a public meeting. The Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has reached Patna last evening. Mr. Shah will hold a meeting with the NDA leaders, including JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, at Patna today. Mr. Shah will also attend the state-level cooperative conclave at Patna, being organized as a part of the International Year's Cooperatives. He will also dedicate and lay the foundation of various development programs and projects worth over 800 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website, and on the News on Air mobile app. The India Meteorological Department has forecasted the rise of 4 to 6 degrees Celsius with the maximum temperatures in the northwest India till Wednesday. Odisha is facing extreme heat wave conditions with the temperature likely to go up by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.